Does anybody know anything about his goodness and his mercy towards us? No matter what we do, he still gives us his goodness and his mercy. Amen. So that's enough to just give God a hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because of his goodness and his mercy. I'm going to make this personal. Because of his goodness and his mercy towards me. I don't know about you, but see, I know about God's goodness and his mercy. I suggest you make that thing personal. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for all you do. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. Hallelujah. Almighty and righteous God, God of grace and God of mercy. God, we bow once again with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. God, thank you for this Mother's Day, God. This great day, God, even with the rain, God, this great day that you've made. God, we thank you for each and every mother, God. God, we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all that they do in our lives and for all the love, God, and for all the sacrifices made for their children and their families. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the mothers, their grandmothers, their aunts, their sisters who have provided nurture, support, love to their families, God. God, we thank you for persons whose mothers have even gone home to be with the Lord, God. God, we pray for them this day that you would provide them comfort as they reflect on the precious memories, Lord God. Fill them, Lord God, with joy this day. God, we pray for mothers who have lost children, God. Hallelujah. God, strengthen them and bless them with a peace that surpasses all understanding. And help us to hold on, God, to those precious memories. God, we just thank you. God, we thank you for this precious gift of our children, God, who you've entrusted to us, God. God, in times like these, with all the challenges in the school and in the world, God, God, we take time and pray for divine protection of our children. God, we thank you in advance for keeping them from danger seen and unseen, Lord God. God, we're going to even take time now to pray for the relationships between mothers and daughters, mothers and sons. God, that you would strengthen these relationships, God. That we will all be more loving. Hallelujah. More forgiving, more patient, more understanding with each other. Recognizing, God, that a house divided cannot stand. So, Holy Spirit, we lift this prayer up to you. God, if there be anything in me, God, that's not like you and that would keep me from communing with you, Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you take it away, that your power, your glory, your presence, your anointing be felt throughout this building. Holy Spirit, have your way. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God bless our mothers and bless our children. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was preparing church for this message and seeking the Holy Spirit, I ask God, what can I say about mothers that have not already been said? All of us have heard so many Mother's Day sermons. And I looked at Hannah. I looked at the mother of Jesus with her obedience and Hannah dedicating her child to the Lord. And I just searched all over. And the conclusion of the matter was this. I may not say anything new to you all this day. But I asked you to open your spiritual ears and hear what thus says the Lord, that you may get a new revelation, some new instructions as you journey on with the Lord. So after I did all this searching, I went back to one of my favorites, Exodus chapter 2. So if you would grab a Bible, get a Bible, and go to Exodus chapter 2. This woman of God speaks to my heart, and you don't hear a lot about her. So this morning, we're going to see what God says to us. As we read the story about Moses' mother, God keeps taking me back to Moses' mother. So when you're found, if you're able, I ask that you stand as we read, and you follow along with me as I read. Chapter 2 of Exodus is right in the beginning of your Bible. If you find Genesis, just keep turning. You'll be right there at Exodus. Exodus chapter 2. And when you have found it, I ask that you please stand and just see what God's going to do. God knows what I don't know. And God knows what the people of God needs. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. Chapter 2, Exodus, verse 1. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman. And she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes," she said. "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." Only God. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I just love this story about Moses' birth. And most people know about Moses, but most people do not ever mention his mother. We all have a mother. That's how we got here, you all. Amen. Amen. So I have two titles I came up with, one while I was sitting here, and I had a bunch of them last night. But God just gave me this title while I was sitting, A Mother of Action, a Mother of Action. With a subtitle of A Purpose-Driven Mother, A Mother of Action, A Purpose-Driven Mother. Amen. What can I say about this mother? This morning we will take a look at a godly mother, a mother of faith, the mother of Moses, of course. And in the 6th chapter of Exodus, we're told her name is Jochebed. Now, you notice even in the scripture that was read, it never mentioned her name. Because the writers, it was all about Moses. But if you search your scriptures, you'll find in the 6th chapter, they tell us her name. So this morning, because not a lot of people talk about Jochebed, that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Now, prior to going to chapter 2, in the beginning of chapter 1, if you look at that chapter, we're told that there's a new king in Egypt. And the Israelites had this special relationship with God, but this new king did not know about Joseph. Now, you all may remember the story of Joseph. He was the young man that was around 17 years old, and his brothers hated him. His brothers hated him so much that they thought about killing him. But however, they end up selling him into slavery. And the Bible tells us that the Lord was always with Joseph. So after he went through 17 years of struggle, being in jail and just being abused, God moved in his life where he became second in command in Egypt. Now, you have to remember, this is an Israelite becoming second in command in Egypt. The Bible tells us that Joseph had the favor of God and man. So the Israelites had this special relationship with the Egyptians because of Joseph. And when Joseph brought his family to Egypt, but it's a whole story about Joseph forgiving his brothers, and we'll talk about that because we talked about total forgiveness last week. But Joseph forgave his brothers, and he brought his entire family to Egypt because there was a famine in the land where they were. So if you read your Bible, it tells us that it was about 90 of them that Joseph brought into this land. But at this time, it was 2 million of them. So these Israelites, they loved the Lord, so they followed his instructions. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. So they went from 90 to 2 million. In that case, they were really obedient to the Lord. When he told them to multiply, yes, they did. So Pharaoh at the time was actually disturbed by them. It's just too many of you Jews or Israelites here in Egypt. So he went to put this plan into motion. Just stay with me and I'm going to try to get us where God wants us to go, you all. He asked these midwives, say, whenever the Hebrew women were giving birth, you're to kill the children. If they're a boy. But the midwives feared God, and they would not do it. So he went to plan number two. All the Hebrew babies, boys, should be thrown into the Nile. And Moses' mother knew what the instructions were. So when she gave birth to Moses, she was aware of the king's order to kill all boy babies. The Bible says that she hid her baby, you all. Mm-hmm. This is a mother of action with a purpose, you all. She hid her baby for 3 months. And when she could hide him no longer, she went into action. The Bible tells us she built this little basket. And she was not only purpose-driven, she was resourceful because she knew how to build the basket to insulate it so her baby would not drown. Is that what mothers do? We protect our children, you all. So we're told that she put her baby in the Nile. See, that just natural, I'm talking about mothers now, natural instincts is that we protect our children. We keep them safe from harm and from danger. So she made the basket. I can just imagine. And then she took the baby to the river. I can imagine her looking to God. God, I've done all that I can do for this child. I know what Pharaoh said. But she was a woman of faith. They said she was a Levite. She was of that family. So she placed him in the river. And I can imagine her saying, God, I'm putting my baby in your hands. God, I know what Pharaoh has said, but God, I believe that you're able to take care of my child. See, have you ever been there? Anybody that's a mother, that when you've done all that you can for your children, you just have to turn them over to the Lord and trust God will take care of them. Am I right about it? Somebody knows something about children. When they get into a place sometimes that they won't listen, that all you can do is, God, handle it. God, I pray to you. God, I believe you. God, I trust you. Take care of my baby. See, we are talking about mothers of faith right now and mothers that believe God is able. And as we know, if we know this story about Moses, that God used this courageous mother to move his divine plan forward, not just for the Hebrews, but for the entire world. See, in the middle of everything that was going on, even with that crazy Pharaoh, reminds me of somebody. God was watching. God was watching over this mother. He was watching over that child, because not only did the mother have a purpose, the baby had a purpose. See, I just can't, I can't imagine. 3 months old, you put in a river. That's faith. God is going to take care of my baby. But what Jochebed didn't know, that God was just unfolding his plan for the entire world. He was unfolding the plan for this little boy. Believe you, no matter what your children are doing, there is purpose. If you sow into their lives, mothers, aunts, whoever you are, sisters, sow into the children's lives. So Jochebed and little Moses was just part of God's divine plan. So let's just reflect on the story. The Pharaoh's daughter is there bathing. Let's just think about it. She didn't even know God was using her. Oh, yes, he was. Because, see, Pharaoh was against the Israelites, the Jews. He wanted them to be killed. But yet still, his daughter brought a little Hebrew baby to the palace. See, that's God. Only God. And not only that, what is hilarious is this. She picked Moses' mother to nurse him and paid her to nurse her baby. See, I just love this story because you can see the move of God through it all. See, mothers, we have to make sure we just stay focused now. We have to stay focused. Now, I can imagine Jochebed saying, God, I love you. God, thank you. God, there's no God like you. God, I worship you. She's going to pay me to nurse my baby. Even though Jochebed had to eventually give up her baby to Pharaoh, she made a decision. She would rather give up her baby that he may live. Think about it. I love my child, but if I keep him, Pharaoh will kill him. So God, I'm going to let him go so he can live. And sometimes we all let our children go so that they can live. Eventually, they'll get back to the will of God, but we have to let her go and just trust God with it. Hallelujah. We are told that Moses grew up in the palace, you all. Well educated, praise the Lord Jesus. But that was part of God's divine plan. But we're told when he got older, you all, he realized who his people were. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. God. So without getting into the whole story, because of this mother, this purpose-driven mother, this baby boy grew up. Because of the faith of his mother, he became the greatest Jewish leader. See, he's the one that led the people out of through the Red Sea. Because of the love, see, this is what love can do, you all. Because of the love of his mother, he was a prophet, a lawgiver, the recorder of the Ten Commandments that we all just recite. He even wrote this 5 books of the Old Testament, the first 5, because of his purpose. Driven mother. Mothers, we have power, you all. We have to be so intentional that we sow the word of God into our children. We must nurture our children. I tell you often, the greatest gift my mama gave me was the word of God. We grew up very poor. We didn't have a lot of material stuff, but we had the love of a mother. And she gave us the word of God. Amen. So this is for all of us to just think about. Jochebed. You never hear anything else about Jochebed, what the Moses goes into the palace. But I just believe that woman was somewhere praying. God, have your way in my baby's life. God, do what you need to do with my child. God, I did what I could do, but God, you take care of the baby. But he became great for God. See, throughout the Bible, you can read about all kinds of mothers of faith, moving in faith, praying for their children. But this story about Jochebed just really touches my heart, because she was willing to risk her life to save her child. Because it was said that if you did not obey the Pharaoh, he could kill you. Is that not love in action? Hallelujah. So just like Jochebed, I'm going to try to end this up, but I want mothers and children to think about the sacrifices. The sacrifice our mothers make for us. She was willing to give her life to save her child. Oh, yes, she was. So Jochebed. If we all just think about our mothers or our role models of mothers, because everybody's mother was not there. But if you think about the person that sowed into your life as a mother, they were all purpose driven. They all had a purpose for you. They would ensure you go to school. I pray they ensured you got into church. Because each mother has a plan to nurture their children. We want our babies to reach their highest potential. Oh, yes, we do. We want our children to walk in God's purpose for them. Mothers of faith. Mothers who love the Lord. Oh, yes, we do. We have a couple of women pregnant in the church, but I just pray that they will begin to even sow into their mothers, in their children's lives right now, this word of God. Sing to your children. Read the word of God to your children. It will be the greatest gift you can ever give your babies, because, see, we give our children stuff. We want them to have the latest this. They have to have an iPad. They have to have an iPhone. They have to have all this stuff. But the greatest thing you can give your children is love and the word of God. So you can save some money. Oh, yes, you can. Give them love. Give them your time and the word of God. See, my mom went home to be with the Lord in 2017. But But I will always remember the godly principles that she's gave to me. She knew she had planted this seed in all of us, but yet we all had to stray away and trying to find another way of doing things. See, my mama kept us in church too much. So when we got old enough, we decided what we gonna do with our time. She's told me long enough what I need to do. Now it's time for me to decide what I'm going to. My mother said one day to me, I don't know why my children don't go to church. Everybody else babies going to church. Everybody. It's real. I mean, that's my story. But I thank God that my mom lived long enough to see me return to the church. She lived long enough to see me preach the gospel of our Lord and our Savior. So I thank God that she saw that. That her sowing in me was not in vain. Hallelujah. I don't know your story. Everybody got mama stories. I was listening to Shirley Caesar singing her mama song this morning. But everybody got mama story. But I pray what you remember the most is her love. Her love. So I'm going to leave a few points with you. Then I'm going to just be finished. Because it's Mother's Day. People have a lot of different plans. But the Bible says, Ephesians, this way, children, obey your parents in the Lord. That is right. I'm giving you the word. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise so that it will be well with you. So if you want it to be well with you, honor your mother. And as children, God gives them the instruction also to obey. That means to rely on their godly wisdom. Young children won't always understand that. I know it was time I didn't. But as you get older, you begin to understand what mama said was right. Then it tells us to honor our mother. Not just on Mother's Day. Remember our mothers. Love them. Show your love every day. Because no matter who they are, they've done the best that they know how based on how they were raised and how they are equipped. So you may not always agree, adult children, but you honor your mother because the word of God says so. That's why. That's it. No matter what they're doing, you honor your mother. So mother of faith, mothers who love the Lord, they're purpose-driven mother. I have something to say to you. No matter what your child is doing, no matter how crazy it looks in the natural, we walk by faith and not by sight. Be a godly example to them. Turn them over to God. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. The Bible tells us that the prayer of the righteous availeth but you pray. See, God didn't give up on you when you were in your mess. So don't you ever give up on your children. As long as your children are above ground, you pray for them and you encourage them in the Lord. Holy Spirit, help me. And then you just pray this word over your babies. Huh? Hallelujah. I thank God for the time he allowed me to spend with Derry. But just don't give up on your children. If you know the word, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of his glory. So you messed up too. And someone kept on loving you. So don't give up on your children. I've heard people say, I'm tired of this. I'm sick of him. I don't even know his name. I'm saying to you, don't give up on your children. Suppose God threw you away. Gave up on you. You know your story. I don't know your story. Love your children. Love your children. Pray over them. And just remember all these things about what the word says. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. So when you're going through that, just keep your mind on the Lord and go to the word. If you're in the right relationship with him, God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But you got to speak the word over your children. You know it doesn't look right in the physical, but in the spiritual, believe that God is moving. God is shifting some things in your baby's life. And then you declare, no weapon formed against my child shall prosper. See, you must know this word, you must believe this word, and you must speak it over your children. And sometimes when you're going through, you have to even encourage yourself with this word. God said, fear not, for I'm your God. Be not dismayed. I will strengthen you, mothers. When you go through the fire with your children, you won't be burned if you believe in me. Trust God. That's all I'm saying. Trust God. The Bible says even the youth will get weary. They go through stuff. And the young men will utterly fall. But this is for us, all of us, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. So it's the word that's going to make the difference because there's power in the word of God. But you have to teach your children this word. That's the main thing I want to leave with you. Mothers, don't give up. And this is a father on your children. Be purpose driven. Pray over those children, no matter what they do. Love those children, no matter what they do. Don't you give up on those babies. Teach them the word. Just like Pharaoh wanted to kill all these babies, look at what he would have done if Moses had not lived. The enemy wants to destroy our children. So you all be careful. Be mindful of that. Even Jesus told us the thief comes only, what? To kill, steal. destroy. But if you believe in Jesus, he said, I've come that you may have life, your children can have life and have it more abundantly. Teach them the word. Teach them the word. Tell them that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This is an instruction for women of faith to raise their children. So as I begin to close, hallelujah, tell your babies if they get discouraged, they are more than conquerors through him. They are more than conquerors. Teach them the word. Tell them they don't have to be fearful of anything because God did not give them the spirit of fear. Teach them the word. Tell them that nothing can separate them from the love of God. Teach the babies. Teach the babies. Teach the babies. As I close, and my husband says, sometimes I close more than once. But when I think of mothers of faith, I'm reminded of the fruit of the Spirit. Love. She loves unconditionally, despite what the child may do. I think of joy. She rejoices in the achievements of her child. Remember that when the people on TV, on the basketball players, who's the first person they do a shout out to? That mom. Their mom. She's patient. She's patient. She's tolerant and understanding when her child is going through. She uses kindness and gentleness and self-control to counsel her child. Now we're talking about women of faith. So as we celebrate Mother's Day, children, remember to show love this day and always to your mother. Mothers, continue to move in faith and empower your children with this word. And trust that God will take care of them. This is our Mother's Day message for Abundant Life and Visitors. So we thank God for the love of mothers. We're all here because of our mother. So we thank God for it. So we're going to just close out this message with, trust me. Jochebed trusted the Lord with her child. So whatever is going on, trust God with your babies. Amen. Please stand all over the sanctuary. Trust God with your children.